Welcome to the Authentic Persuasion Show. On this episode, I want to replay part of a previous show. Maybe you heard the original full-length episode, and this could be a great refresher and reminder. Or maybe this is your first time hearing this content, and the timing could be just right to help you leverage authentic persuasion today in your role. No matter what, here's to your success. This is the Authentic Persuasion Show. Now, the next part is I want to share with you what it is that I think would help you out based on what you told me. Something along that time, that framework, right? And if you want help with that, always email me, jason@cutterconsultinggroup.com. I have really good transitions and things like that. That's where most salespeople struggle to effectively move their conversations forward, is in those transitions from segment to segment. Me mentioning there's these five parts of the authentic persuasion pathway is good and important, but if you don't know how to move from one to the next effectively, it doesn't matter. It's not going to work. I've seen people try it. It doesn't work unless you know what you're going to say. So email me, jason@cutterconsultinggroup.com. Happy to send that to you. The key is in hope, it two things. One is, this is where you talk about your solution. This is where you cover what it is that you provide and what it is that you're selling or wanting someone to sign up for. And then two, how it applies to them, not generic, not standard, not one size fits all, but how does it help them? How will it help them? How is it important to them? How does it achieve that? Why do they want or need what it is that you're selling? And that's the key. If you go about it with the standard route, which is where you give the same sales pitch, you have the same explanation, you go through the same demo, and you do all the same stuff that you always do, people detect that. They can tell when it's not personalized and custom. When you do that demo or that walkthrough or whatever that is, and it's the same, and it's not about them, and it doesn't even feel customized, or you're sharing things. I see this all the time where salesperson is sharing facts and figures and features and benefits that literally don't apply to that potential customer, just because either they're in love with those features and benefits, or they're just so much on autopilot, they think everyone should care about those features and benefits. When you do that, you make the person feel like you don't care about them as an individual. And they might see it as maybe you're just on autopilot, or might see it as you just see them as a mark, right? A target, somebody you want to close, and their walls are going to stay up. Got to make it about them. Now, what's interesting, if we talk about the features and benefits, one of the things I know is that sometimes there's things that your customers don't know that they don't know, and they don't know that they're going to be excited about, right? So maybe there's this feature or benefit that your product, your solution, your program, your widget does. And you know that people are excited about it, right? You know that once people understand that, they go, oh, that's totally cool. That's great. That's valuable. I think that's going to be amazing. I wasn't even expecting that. And that's awesome, right? Like, I want that. The key is you've got to always set that up, right? And, you know, there's talking about the features and benefits that apply to them. And then you can say, hey, I know this doesn't apply to what you told me. I know that we talked about what it is that you want, but there's a couple of other features that I want to share with you that some people find are really cool. And I thought maybe you'd like these as well, right? Just set it up, meaning I know this doesn't apply to you. Based on what you said, I recognize and acknowledge and respect what you want and what you said. And some of these might be cool. You might like these. And some of you might say, nope, I don't care. Right? That's what I find myself as a customer saying to people when they're going on and on about all this stuff that I don't care about or I don't want to know about. It's like, that doesn't matter to me. I'm not going to use it. I don't get it. I don't care. Whatever it is, right? And so you want to respect that person. You want to acknowledge what it is that they want, what you're doing for them as a professional. And then if you want to get them excited about other things, that's great. Just frame it and set it up in such a way where they know why you're telling them these things. Not you're telling them because you always tell everybody and you want everyone to be excited because you want everyone to love your baby as much as you love your baby, versus I know what you want. We've covered those. By the way, these are also really cool too, just to keep in mind, just FYI.